happy International Women's Day, and we're all getting a chance here to express our love for women out there in Montreal, women who have made an influence in my life. If you don't mind, I'd like to take a few moments, guys.
Oh, please. Yeah.
I want to acknowledge all the incredible women who have made huge, huge impacts in my life, who have made big influences, whether it's now or in the past. I'd like to start with the incredible educators that I was surrounded by with in elementary school. Danielle, Madame Beauchamp, Madame Descarry, who basically taught me how to speak French. Miss Sear, Miss Condon, Miss Deborah, for pushing me to reach my potential. Miss Rhode and Miss Joyce, for keeping me on track in high school. To all the mothers who provided neighborhood watch for all of us growing up in my hood. Linda, Connie, Julie, Silvana, Sue, Anna, mostly Italian names, I know. Without your supervision, God knows what would have happened to us. You don't get enough acknowledgement. To the women in my family, my big sister and my sister-in-law, both moms, who always do their best to watch my back and everybody around them. My incredible mother, who no matter what, always puts her three kids first. I've also been blessed with a wonderful mother-in-law who I've met in the last couple years, who goes above and beyond for everybody in her life. My incredible wife, who's extremely selfless and kind and goes out of her way for everybody. To all the incredible women here at the Beat 92.5 that you listen to, that you know and love every single day. Donna, CJ, Claudia, Nat Lozno, DJ Abbe, Megan, Kim Karen, and you, Nikki. And not to mention all the incredible women behind the scenes who don't get enough attention here. Stephanie, Carly, Tanya, Linda, and you guys, Linda, you guys are all remarkable and exceptional women. We love you all. Happy International Women's Day to all these special people in my life and listening right now from the Beat 92.5. I felt good.
You sure you didn't miss anyone? That's
I feel bad. You know, I always think, you know, now I know how they feel when they give acceptance speeches. I'm like, oh, for sure I left someone out and I'm going to get crap for it.